Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ms. Michi One-on-One, where each week I bring you an influential entrepreneur that you should know. This week, unlike, you know, just like the others, is no different. I have fellow entrepreneur Paul Hunter joining me. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
Hey, I am blessed to be on your show and talk about a great story. And I'm just excited because you having me on your show, it's amazing. And I think that your audience will be captivated with my real life story of success.
Absolutely. Yeah. I Paul, you reached out. This was probably a few weeks ago. And I was like, you know, when I was captivated by the story. I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I think that this would be a story for anyone that tunes into the show, for them to, you know, really just gain that inspiration. So I've been very excited to talk with you as well. And, usually I will give like a small little, you know, tidbit about the guest. But the one thing that was really striking for me, of course, when I read everything that you sent me was that you are the 19th child out of 21. And that was, you know, I was just like, oh my goodness. I immediately wanted to know more. So Paul, you know, let my viewers know a little bit more about you and just what got you started on your entrepreneurial journey.
Well, first of all, I want to say this, that my mother actually birthed 21 amazing children by my dad. So you can imagine that, you know, my mom and dad was pretty active sexually. But
you didn't even have to put them out there like that, Ma. You didn't even have to put them out there.
But there's 17 of us living today. Okay. There are 63 amazing grandchildren and 87 great grandchildren. So my life has been a life of adversity, and now it's a life of victory.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, that, I mean, you know, coming from such a big family, I mean, you know, what was that like? I mean, I would imagine you all would just have a family reunion just with your own immediate family.
Oh, you can basically say that it's like a family reunion. Well, raising up 21 natural children in a small city of about 100,000, Racine, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. It was very difficult for us. The first 8 years of my life, it was pretty great because my father worked two jobs. My father was always there. My mother was there, but tragedy came. And when tragedy came, it came like a train and it hit the Hunter family in a tremendous way. 1 year I lost my baby brother, my brother in a house fire. And then the following couple of months, I lost my father. So that adversity hit us extremely hard, but it was great people in the community, people like pastors, ministers, the school teachers, people in society came up and just opened up their arms and made sure that we had clothes and food and Christmas gifts for the Hunter family. And so it's been very difficult ever since my dad had died, but I have to say the people in the city of Racine, Wisconsin, they have done amazing job. They came over, they prayed with us. They also guide us and let us know that education is the key. That's and I tell people today that education teaches you to think, not to follow. And so I'm just blessed to share my story of how my mom birthed 21 children and I became the first out of my siblings to graduate from college. I went to Upper Iowa University. I study business administration. I have my bachelor's of science in business administration. And while I was in school, I wrote the book, No Love, No Charity, The Success of the 19th Child. And that book has been outstanding to this day because it has really impacted people's lives. It really it builds people up to say, you know what, if Paul Lamar Hunter can come from adversity in a family of 20 siblings, I can do it myself.
Absolutely. You know, you have, you know, such an amazing story. When was that moment where you decided, I need to put this on paper? Like, I want to share what I've been through and the, you know, and what I've encountered in my life with others. What was that moment for you?
Well, the moment came when I was doing some research on the Hunter family lineage. And what I discovered is that my mom came from Vicksburg, Mississippi. My father came from Fayetteville, Mississippi. So they came from a family that did not believe in education, you know, just go out, find you a job and work that job for 25, 30 years and retire. Okay. And once I was doing my research, I discovered that no one on my mom's side or on my father's side never completed college, never graduated. They tried it, didn't like it, they dropped out. Okay. So once I discovered that importance about the Hunter family lineage, I said to myself, I have an opportunity to make history in the Hunter family by becoming the first to graduate from college. And now, since I have laid that foundation, I have nephews and nieces and cousins and relatives that use me as an inspiration to go back to college, and a lot of them graduated. And they have their degrees as well.
Now, I did see, because, you know, I checked out your website and everything when you sent it, you know, it all over to me. You know, you've been featured on several media outlets, and you've had the opportunity to go and, you know, share your story. What was that like for you? Like, that first kind of prime time moment where you were able to go and talk about your book and just talk about your experience. How did you feel with all of that?
I have to say, that moment I was prepared for, because what I was able to do was build by saying, I have to get my story on local talk shows. Okay. I did that, and that laid the foundation. And once that laid the foundation, I was able to connect with Dr. Phil. He's the executive producer of Face the Truth. The host is Vivica A. Fox. This is a CBS national talk show. So I was prepared. I was ready, you know.
Yeah.
I got the opportunity to sit and talk with Vivica. We had a great conversation. She's a excellent, tremendous woman, a woman of grace, a woman of faith, a woman that will tell the truth, you know. And that's what I like about her. And I remember, you know, just being around their presence, and they recognized that I was prepared for this moment. So
right.
I'm constantly preparing myself to go bigger and higher.
Now, you know, I with being an entrepreneur, you know, a lot of the times when we start out, we're really doing a lot of things ourselves. You know, I tell everybody, I'm like, you know, I'm a one woman show, but I don't want it to be like that forever. You know, how is it, you know, how do you balance it all?
I tell you what, I am a one-man show. I'm the speaker, I'm the publicist, I'm the writer. So basically, I do everything. Thank God that my kids are adults, you know, because, yeah. You know.
You're like, I need a little help.
But I am a one-man show. I'm in the process of pitching a screenplay to producers out in Hollywood, in New York City, Las Vegas.
Wait, Paul. I'm going to ask you what's coming up. No, you're jumping ahead. That's absolutely amazing. I definitely want to hear more, because I definitely want to know what's next. Because, you know, what I tell anyone that comes on my platform or that I work with, I'm like, look, the support doesn't stop with just our one instance. So we, you know, the Blueprint Media Company, I want to be able to support you and what you have going on moving forward. You know, because like I said, you were completely correct when you say your story was captivating. I'm like, you know, there are so many people that, you know, they may experience the same thing, and they don't really have anyone that they can, you know, relate to. So it's so important. It's so important. You know.
Yeah. Yes. I am the one man show. So
yeah.
You can call me the author. You can call me the publicist. But I'm the guy that pitches my story to mainstream media. Right now, I'm in the process of dealing with some national newspaper, magazine publications, and also talk shows. So
yeah.
I'm just out there pushing my story. And I'm glad that you have me on this platform, because there's someone that might be listening to this show. And I just want to encourage you, continue to push your story. Believe in your story. If people tell you no, no only mean next time. So continue to push your story. You believe in that story. You know that your story can impact people's lives. Keep pushing it.
Keep pushing it. That's definitely, sound advice for sure. Of all of the things that you've been able to accomplish since, really branching out and doing these things yourself, what can you say is something that you're the most proud of at this part in your journey?
I think that the most thing that I'm proud of is connecting with the media, people like Vivica A. Fox, Dr. Phil, CBS Studio, Fox News, ABCs. A lot of these executives are amazed that how did you get in contact with me? Who gave you this information?
Right. Where did you get this from?
Yeah, where did you get to? How did you figure this out? You know, they just amazed that I can connect with them. And I follow a blueprint. And it's my personal blueprint, and it's a blueprint that can direct you and guide you to the steps of how to connect with people in higher position.
That's right. You know what, Paul, I tell everyone, so it's no secret to any of my, supporters that I work, I have a corporate job, and I also run my business and my media entity, but having a little bit of that experience of knowing how to speak with those higher ups, who to look for, who to get in contact with so that you can put it out there. I mean, I can recall when I was in my first year of when I started my media company, I was able to land people that had been on TV and, really, really, popular guests on the show because they're like, how did you pull that person? I've been reaching out. And I'm like, well, I don't know what way you were reaching out, but I knew how to do it. And I mean, when you kind of have that way with people and that way with how you handle business, it'll take you a lot further than, looking for somebody else or, getting an actual person to kind of like manage and do those things for you. Just a lot of it you can do yourself.
Yes, a lot of it. And I'm glad that you mentioned that. Last month in October, I was on this international magazine, which was called Breakaway Daily Magazine. Okay. They featured me on the front cover. Here's a guy came from the inner city, grew up dirt poor, and made the front cover of an international magazine.
Let's take a moment and clap for that. Yes. Okay, yes. I mean, we have to take those moments and we have to celebrate. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Look, it sounds like Paul's going to be leading the class on how you can get into these publications. You didn't hear that from me, though.
Hey, I would love to.
I'm going to be right there, Paul, signing up. Like, thank you so much. I've entered in my information.
Hey, I would love to teach a class on how to connect to the media, especially when it comes to newspaper, magazine, and also television.
Absolutely. Look, I'll be signing up. So you make sure you send me the exclusive. Okay. You send it to me. Well, you know what? Look, we always with, being an entrepreneur, we talk about those high moments, right? We talk about those celebratory moments. Can you share with my viewers some of the challenges that you faced along the way and how did you deal with that?
Well, the biggest challenge is that when I started off, I started to receive a lot of no's. I'm talking about a lot. And it discouraged me. It really did discourage me.
Yeah.
But when I had pitched a story to Ebony Magazine and they told me no, and it just put me at a low point in my life. And I wanted to give up. And do you know, a month later, I received an email from Ebony Magazine to do my story. And after she interviewed me over the phone, I asked her, I said, first you told me no.
Right.
Why are you coming back to say yes? She said to me, she said, Mr. Hunter, we were always going to do it, but I just needed to find a title for it. Mm-hmm. And the title was Rooted in Drama. Oh, my God.
Wait. Now, were you comfortable with that title? Or
yes, I was comfortable with that title. Because because I came into a family of adversity and it was rooted into drama. So it doesn't matter where you come from, your circumstances, your drama, you are bigger than your circumstances. You are bigger than your drama.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Your purpose is bigger than your circumstances.
That's right. I mean, you know, a lot of the times I think that we find, I mean, I speak to, you know, current entrepreneurs as well as people that are aspiring to start their business and really go for it. And a lot of it is really pushing past their own, you know, roadblocks that they've created in their minds, telling them that they can't do something or telling them that they're not capable or, you know what, I don't have a lot of money, so I can't do this. So, you know, I find that a lot of the times when I'm working with people, it's really just building up kind of like that confidence that they need to go ahead and take that first step. You know, I'm like, and I'll ask them, I'm like, well, why do you feel that way? You know, or you know, and a lot of the times it's something that is from their past, it's from their upbringing, where they feel like, you know, I'm not able to do that, or nobody's ever done that before. You know, why would I be the one to do it? And, you know, you would be surprised at people's mentality and how it'll hold them back.
Yes, yes. And I did not let my past dictate my future whatsoever.
That's right.
I wanted something better for myself. I began to accept the no's and say, hey, the no's only mean next time.
That's
all
right.
The people, when you go to my website and you clicked on the media page, the media tab, you will see every last one of those newspaper publications, magazine publication, television stations, all of them told me no, but they came back and said yes.
Right. Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's, you know, with media, we know that sometimes it's just not the right timing for things either, you know, or they may have a full, like I find for myself, people are just like, hey, can you interview me around this time? And I'm like, I am literally booked at this point, you know, but I, you know, I always try to let people know, hey, is this a good time for you? Because, you know, this will be a great time to have you on the platform. Sometimes it's really just timing.
Yes, it is. It really is timing. And I want to say this. In order to become successful in life, you have to be rejected. So people will tell you no, but you have to continue to persevere.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right. Oh, look, that's a word right there. Okay. Look, I see another title. You know, with everything that, you know, that you do on a day-to-day basis, what can you say is a tip of how you stay motivated?
I stay motivated because I know that my story can reach millions, millions of people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this week, I'm doing a Zoom interview in the UK, okay. On a radio station.
Look, another clap-worthy moment. Okay.
So I stay motivated because I know that my story can reach international.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it can just reach all across nationalities and abroad, and people need a story like mine so they can take their academic or social skills or education to the next level.
That's right.
This is what they need. They need hope. They need some encouragement.
Absolutely.
And that's why I'm gonna continue to stay motivated and continue to pitch this story across the world.
Absolutely. And you know, you made a great point that I did want to, you know, just kind of touch on and expound on a little bit more as far as, you know, for people that do read your story or they, you know, they do come in contact with you, what would be that thing that you want them to really pull from your journey? And you know, you spoke a little bit on it, but I would love to just get a little bit more detail of what do you want them to take away from that story altogether.
The best thing that I can say is the best takeaway is from my story is to never give up. There's going to be some dark days, but never, and I mean this, never, never give up. I remember the quarterback from Seattle, Russell Wilson. He had told his father, you know, why not me? He said, and his father responded, why not?
Right.
Why not?
Right.
You know, so he went on to win a Super Bowl. So, you know, my message is to people is never give up. Yes, you're going to have people that's going to tell you no. Yes, you're going to have people that's not going to believe in you, but never give up on your dream.
That's right. That's right. Look, that's a word. A word from Paul. Y'all better take this in. You better take it in. So, you know, I mean, honestly, like, you know, some of the questions that I have for you, we really have, you know, really touched on it. You know, can you talk to me a little bit about, like, your outreach within your community? Because from what I understand, you're still in the Racine area, right?
No, no, no. I'm in San Antonio, Texas. San Antonio, Texas is my home, you know, okay. Right now. My children are here. My beautiful granddaughter is here. So I am in San Antonio, Texas. Okay. This is my home now.
Yeah.
So
home is where the heart is, right?
Yeah, that's where the heart is, right here, San Antonio, Texas. So my goal is, once this pandemic is completely over, I want to get back to the Boys and Girls Club, because mm-hmm. when I lived in Tucson, Arizona, that's what I did. I would stop at the Boys and Girls Club, and I would stop over there and do some speaking engagements. You know, 2 years ago, I was over in Hawaii and I spoke at the Boys and Girls Club. So when I'm on the road, I'm constantly stopping at the Boys and Girls Club and sharing a personal story of success.
Absolutely. I mean, so you got to tell me, you were speaking on it earlier. What is next for you, for your brand and everything that you have going on?
I think the big thing that's coming up next is that a lot of people are going to be shocked that we are about to receive a movie deal. And they are going to be taken aback, and they will realize that hard work pays. You just have to continue to knock on doors mm-hmm. and keep pushing, but hard work really does pay off. You just have to continue to keep the vision, keep your goals.
That's right.
Stay positive. Don't surround yourself with negative people, because negative people, they are not going to believe in you, but positive people will believe in you.
Absolutely. I mean, you know what? It's something that I found that's a trend when I have interviewed all of the entrepreneurs that have come on Miss Michi One-on-One. A lot of them have said in their time that they had a lot of naysayers. They had a lot of people that were, you know, really discouraging what they were, you know, what they were doing. And you strike me as a very driven person that can push past that. But did you have to deal with that during your time? Like, I mean, even, you know, I think about the fact that you were a first-time graduate, a college graduate from your family. Did you kind of receive some of those things from family and friends or people that knew you?
Most definitely, family members did not want me to graduate. Some of my friends did not want me to graduate. See, we don't value education. When we come from the inner city or the ghetto, as some people call it, or the hood, we don't value education. We value drug dealers. We value pimps. We give them big old titles because we look at the money that they have, the beautiful women that they have. And but we don't value education. And yes, I have a lot of naysayer, but I had to push past that.
That's right.
And I pushed past it because I wanted to break down walls. I wanted to become the first in my family to graduate from college. And I wanted to become the first author in my family. I wanted to become the first screenplay writer in my family. I wanted to become the first motivational speaker in my family. Everything that I wanted to be number one. And there's nothing wrong with being number one.
Nothing wrong with it at all. I mean, hey, look. It's definitely not. I mean, I know for me, you know, even with my family, everyone, they don't understand what you're doing. But when you have a certain destiny that is up to you to fulfill, it doesn't matter who is against it or who doesn't understand it. You have to still continue to keep pushing forward within that purpose, you know? And I think that that's a lot of the things when I do talk to aspiring entrepreneurs, I'm like, push past that. I'm like, you got this. You know what it is that you want to do. You've done the work. Put yourself out there and then start watching your dream kind of come to fruition.
Yes. And that's basically what I did. I just put it on out there, and I'm going to continue to put my story out there because I know that my story will build, my story will impact people's lives.
That's right. Now, you got to let my viewers know, how can they support you? You know, what is it that we can do to continue to keep helping with your destiny that you have in business?
The best thing that people can do is to go out and purchase my book, No Love, No Charity, The Success of the 19th Child. It is written by Paul Lamar Hunter, myself. Also, you can visit my website, paullamarhunter.com. I am also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So please follow me on social media outlets.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know what, Paul, I just want to thank you so much for, you know, taking time out of your day, you know, your busy days, I'm sure, to, you know, really just sit with me. I mean, I like I said, when you sent me all of your information, I was immediately like, I'm like, okay, I need to schedule him right away. I want him to come on the platform, because your story truly is captivating, and I believe that it will serve as inspiration to many. So, you know, I'm thankful that you graced my platform.
Hey, and I am humbled to be present.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone, thank you all so much for tuning in. You know, it's your girl, Miss Michi. You can follow me on all social platforms at Miss Michi. I know you see it. And make sure that you're following the Blueprint Media Company to keep up with, you know, with Paul and all of the rest of our amazing entrepreneurs that we feature. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you all next week. Bye.